Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, ye bazibonya abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, brethren.
Muliyo mutemu Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Enda kusaba mbulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Muwubireko mwagalize omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Whoever them wish them light of the word of God.
Gumulisize mu kkubo ery'obulamu.
To enlighten them in the way of life.
Okutuuka ku bulamu butaggwaawo.
To reaching eternal life.
N'obulungi bwa Katonda bwonna.
And all the goodness of God.
Yes, ye bazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twebaza Katonda kitaffe.
We thank God the Father.
Oye asinzire waggulu w'eggulu
lyonna. He who bases above all the heavens.
Nafuga era n'alaba mu ggulu lyonna n'ensi.
And he reigns and he sees through all heavens and earth.
Nga bwe kiri mu Befeso suli y'okunonyola omukaaga.
As in Ephesians 4:6.
Agamba nti Katonda omu.
And he said that one God.
Kitaye wa bonna.
Father of all.
Ali mu byonna.
Who is within all.
Era ayita mu byonna.
And he passes through all.
Era ng'ali waggulu wa byonna.
And he is above all.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Era nga twongera okuwa ekitiibwa Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
And we move to honor our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeweebwa obuyinza okufuga eggulu lyonna n'ensi.
Given power to reign over all heavens and earth.
Ng'asinzira mu ggulu ery'okusatu.
As he bases in the third heaven.
Nga bwe kiri mu Bakolinso ekyokubiri essuula ekkumi n'ebbiri.
As it is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
N'olisooka paka olw'okusatu.
Verses 1 to 3.
Era nga bwayogera mu Matayo essuula eya 20.
As he speaks Matthew chapter 28 verses 18, say, I've been given power in heaven and earth. Now go make all nations disciples. And you teach them all that I commanded. For I am together with you up to the end. We thank our Lord Jesus Christ, who has remained in our midst. He has remained appearing to us. As his promise is in the John chapter 14, verses 18, to enter verse 26. And where he promised, he
will
not leave us orphans,
but
sent us the comforter, the Holy Spirit. He will be with us all the days. Praise Jesus, man. We thank that the Holy Spirit, since he came down, Acts chapter 2, from verses 1 to 5. Up to now, he's still moving on to lead us. As it is in Romans 8:14, that those led by Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And we move to honor him and give him the first place in our midst, even within us.
We
ask him, move on, proclaim us the word of God,
and
give us power, proclaim it to others. And we move on to thank him, the Holy Spirit, for the armies of angels he sends us every day to serve unto us, even to serve with them. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Praise Jesus much. And we move on, reach on to you part 15, portion F.
Yes, ye bazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Aka government ya Katonda mu government z'okunsi.
God is government, the government of the earth.
Government eyo masekati.
The central government.
Eya government ya Katonda
of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We are still moving on to see in the summary
department,
the 8 departments
government, government
which make up God's government, the governments of the earth.
Government,
the central government,
government
of God is heavenly government on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. On this day,
department
we want to conclude the summary of the two departments which remained.
Department
the 7th and the 8th department.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now let's first move on ahead again
department
with the 7th department.
Government
God is government in governments of the earth.
Department
department of the godly games and sports. Guiding the athletic games and sports sector.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That
we want to also look at it. Because many people ask.
But
God, what does he speak about the games? Games and sports. What does he speak about them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. According to the kingdom of God,
games and sports is
godly games and sports. They are there first of all to profit the body,
body exercise.
Body exercise. Even gaining profits in life.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
so most people usually say perhaps God has nothing, he speaks of the games and sports. But this seventh department of God's government in the governments of the earth, department of the games and sports, godly games and sports, those spiritual are there to guide that of the earth.
If
you want to know the games and sports you are involved into is of God, first of all it has to be profiting in body exercise. The second, when you gain life, you gain profits in life of the good, in the right ways.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. That's why he speaks in the first Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. And he says like this. First Timothy chapter 4, verse
7.
First Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. But refuse profane and old wife tales, and exercise yourself rather unto godliness. Verses
8. For
bodily exercise profits for a little while, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. Games and sports in the world, God guides as he says. First of all, it's taken as body exercise to benefit the body, that it appears fit and its health not affected by sicknesses quickly. But most of all, he said that then the profiting, the exercise of the flesh, of godly exercise, mostly to be used to study and knowing the word of God, to moving within it and to doing it, to preach it to others, that profits much your body and your spirit. But we wanted both to speak of on the part of games and sports as we guide that which is in the world. First of all, as you've heard, First Timothy chapter 4, let's repeat the verse 8. First Timothy chapter 4, verses 8. For bodily exercise profits for a little while, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is now, and of that which is to come.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Exercises on
mobility. The bodily exercise,
zigasa akasera akatono.
They profit for a little while.
Keko akasera ketumara kunsi.
That is the time we spend on this earth.
Kuvanga kunsi tumara akasera katono.
On this world we spend for a little time.
Demia kachinana kuchukume moabi.
80 to 120 years.
Yes, yebasi bonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Na yenga games and sports
But games and sports, all that of God, and it is godly, it's taken to appear that it has to benefit the body before you gain profits out of it. For most of us know to going in those known as games and sports, but at times they don't profit the body, but yet you can gain and profit from them. But in the other way, you are harming the body, you are torturing the body, you torment the body. And you know games which appear like that, such games and sports like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because when we speak of games,
we
would have said that games which move with music, then sports move by itself.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Games, music, and sports.
Games, music, and sports.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man.
Games, music, and sports.
But upon which you see, when the games, music, and sports of God, first of all, your body has to be gaining from it.
If
there is an exercise it's gotten, it's going to help us to live long on this earth. And then you look to the prophets. But if
games, music, and sports,
that known as games, music, and sports, and it first harms the body,
and
perhaps directly harm the body, or it harms the body within the mind, or it corrupts you in the way you see things. For example, if it is music, but inside it they have
food,
videos, but they corrupt the eyes of the one who sees, that is no more of God. Example, those dancing within their naked, they are half naked almost,
or
they do within it acts which are not right. Instead of that game profiting the flesh, or that music profiting the flesh, yet it rather corrupts it. Still, there are those in the games like the drama actors, and then they are just speaking vulgar and corrupting the hearers. And they are those they call sports, and it beats and harms someone very well, that you get money out of it. For example, like boxing. Boxing, if you don't do it for entering in the army, to protect a nation from the enemies, if it's making usual money, that is wrong sports. But the body is not just going to gain in it.
But
involves to beat, torment the other, and after you gain profits from that.
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus, man.
So, games, music, and sports of
God. So, games, music, and sports of God. First, the main thing, your body must be profiting, gain, and exercise from it.
You're
able to live longer on this earth. Active and is not filled with fat excessively. Then after,
we look
gains you have to get and profit from it. For example, like those who run marathons, God spoke of them in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verses 4 to 5, and he says like this.
2
Timothy chapter 2 from verse 4.
Siwali mulwanyi bwatabala eyeyingiza mitawane egy'obulamu buno alyoka asiimibwe eyamuwandiika okuba omulwanyi.
No man that wars entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who has chosen him to be a soldier. Verse 5.
Naye era omuntu bwawakana Tawe wangule bwata wakana ngabwe kiragirwa ngabwe kiragirwa.
And if a man also competes as an athlete, he is yet he is not crowned unless he strives lawfully.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much. If you look to 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 4 to 5, we almost are looking
music
at
and sports.
Games, music, and sports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We have had soldiers who fight. But this fighters, they are not accepted in boxing of making money. But the soldiers,
yes,
praise Jesus much. But what they have said,
there's
even the sports of athletics, and you have to run lawfully to be given a crown or to be given gains and profits.
Games,
right from the games,
music, and sports.
In all, we first look at the first thing.
Games,
music,
and sports, and
sports of God. That we can work, make in the world. First of all, it has to be profiting the body.
Body exercise,
working to body exercise onto the flesh.
Fit,
to keep it fit.
Strong,
and it is strong.
Ngamulamu,
and it is healthy to fight other sickness, and it releases out excessive fat. The second, and you can gain out profits without harming the others. Don't harm direct harms onto bodies of others. Giving you an example of going into athletics, and I ran the body's profiting, and I win. I'd be given a crown with money and the others like those.
So
there is a need
games, music, and sports,
guiding on the games, music, sports in the world. And those who can guide them,
games, music, and sports,
they are those who base the games, music, sports of God to guide that one in the world.
In
church, it is true. It can be there when they know all this. Yes, we can be supporters even in the football. But which form of football? All those we need to understand them. And our supporting ends where?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. As we consume all the time of God, or when we get corrupted in the mind,
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So,
but in all,
games, music, and sports,
games, music, and sports, that which is rightful, that which is godly, must first be able, and it brings body exercise.
Fit,
to keeping the body fit,
strong,
and it is strong,
ngamulamu,
and it is healthy.
It's
ready to fight sickness from outside to attacking it.
For
growing so much fat, God speaks of it saying, according to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verses 15, and it says like this. Deuteronomy 32, verse 15.
Na yeye sulini nasavu wala nasamba, wasavu wala, wanene wala, wafuka mnyirivu, nariokoleka katonda eya mukola, nanyomo uruwazi uruburo koziwe.
But Jethurion grew fat and kicked. You are grown fat, you are grown thick, you are covered with fatness. Then he forsook God who made him and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. He grows fat. He gets thick and covered with fat. And the fats get to be excess. And it causes laziness in him.
ogw'okumanya okufuna akaddako okumanyanga katonda
lazing to getting time to knowing God
abeera awo nga assa ku mukumu
he is there breathing randomly
talina budde bwa katonda
he has not time of God
alwana n'amasavu
he fights with the thoughts
n'atuuka okwerabira katonda
and he reaches to forget God
ekituuka tugambe nga kutendereza na kusinza katonda
reaches to praising and worship God
tasobola dda okuyimuka ku bigere bye n'azinira katonda
even stand on the feet to dance for God
kino kiba kisusira
now this now has gone beyond
ekyamazima
so the truth
games music and sports of God
games music sports of God
ali nokumanga okusoka atwalibwa nga body exercise
first of all has been taken as body exercise
okusoka okulabikanga omubiri guno gukuumibwa nga guli fit
first to appear this body is kept fit
nga guli strong
and it is strong
nga mulamburu
and it is healthy very well
okusoka okulabikanga guli resisting endwa deziva bwero gulumba
able resist sicknesses from outside to attacking it
uyu tuba tuli mu games and music and sports of God
There we are in godly games, music and sports.
And
then we look, we can gain profits from it. We can be given a crown.
Thing
which is coming to harm the body instead of body exercise.
Games, music, sports.
It is no more called games, music and sports.
Yes, you have
praise you. Jesus
much.
But the main thing we have to look at on all that called games, music and sports is there to profit more the body. There are some people they say that there are
games
and people they are just speaking. Those, how can they profit and how can they corrupt others? All those we shall look at them. But the main thing in all what you have to know
games, music and sports of God
that games, music, sports of God it must be first of all profiting the flesh
body exercise.
As in form of body exercise then the second and you see you can gain profits from it those which you have not harmed others and they are in righteousness
so singa bulaba boxing kubanga kati boxing ibikabya boxing owenja
ulo not as you see boxing in its different types
waliwo nisimanyi wrestling
there is also wrestling
ugundawo muno kwegamba ne mutuka nokwekola ebintu ntu kwekuba madagala dagala
to beat inject yourself with different medicines
fenna abalabi tuba tuluuza mukyali mu games
we who watch we think
music and sports
still in games music and sports
umbe mwabivudde ko da
yet you are out of it
ukusinina kumateka gwa katondo bogena kubanga ovunani
according to the laws of God you're going to be accused for that
ukudira yekalu yo moyo mtu kufuna utandiko jitulugunya bwo
to get in the temple of Holy Spirit you begin to torment it like that
banga omubiri gwo muntu
for a human body
gwakolebwa nakulino kuba yekalu ya moyo wa katonda
meant to be a temple of the Spirit of God
kakati gwenno
now you
nuryo kokwata no tulugunya
and you get torment it
ukusinina kuba kolise kisoke sule yo kusara
according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3
mina mukaga no kukira
verse 16 downward. He speaks as he says this.
Abakolinse kisoka esule yokusatu no linyiro le 16.
1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16.
Temumanyinga muri yekalu ya Katonda erango moyo gwa Katonda abira mumwe.
Know you not that you are temples of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
Onyiro le 17.
Verse 17.
Omuntu yenna bwazikirizanga yekalu ya Katonda. Katonda ali muzikirizo oyo. Kubanga yekalu ya Katonda ntukuvu.
If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Verse 18.
Omuntu yenna teyerimbanga. Omuntu yenna bweyerowoza ng'okuba omugezi mumwe mu mirembe gino. Afukenga omusirusiru.
Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seems to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. The real truth according to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 to 18 the human body
is
created to be a temple of spirit of God. If man's moving to defile this temple in evil acts in acts of tormenting the body
he
finds on temple temple of the Spirit of God. First of all, what you have to know, you are a temple of you, the Spirit which came from God. That this is your body. It is the temple of you, the Spirit, that which came from God. Now you torment
the
house of that Spirit which came from God. Before we speak of His Holy Spirit, but you as the Spirit whom came from God, and you're put in this body, now you give out the house of your Spirit to be tormented, that you can get money out of that. You know, even prostitutes fall in that category. They give out their bodies to make money for themselves. And they tormented the temple of their Spirit which came from God. Even that of the Holy Spirit. Because Bible says, Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7, and it says like this, Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the Spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Yes. Now what is this, brethren? Why games, music, and sports of God?
It
has to be gaining body exercise to profit the body. First. Then after. Gaining profits.
It
does not involve tormenting this body. First of all, is the temple of the Holy Spirit of God. The second. It's the temple of the Spirit who is you. That which came from God. But now you just hand it over to be tormented. You find a prostitute saying, these are mine, what am I to use them for? But she does not know that God built the temple, put in there the Spirit which came from Him. That is you. And he told you in James chapter 2 and the verse 26,
it
is that the body without the Spirit, it is dead. It means you cannot even use that body. If you as the Spirit, you are not within it. Now you see,
in
that you call games and sports.
Games, music, and sports.
Games, music, and sports.
It
has the way it affects your mind. After hearing in your ears. Or in seeing. Or in doing. Straight, it affects the human spirit.
And
moves on to affect the Holy Spirit. Those are some of the things you do not know as you use these bodies.
Games, music, and sports.
Because when we speak of games, music, and sports, we directly involve the body. But if it's not body exercise, even gains profits without involving pain.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's read in the James you hear. James chapter 2, verse
26.
For as the body without the Spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Yes. Now you have to know it, that your body, all the time it's the temple of your own spirit, you the original person. The second,
the
temple of the Holy Spirit who comes from God. Now you cannot get it, use it. The temple of the Holy Spirit,
atenga yekaluyo nga
kuwo moyo temple of you as the spirit
nyuro kwa mnawe bisere bisingo batomanya
but because many times you do not know
obutamanya obadde kutusa ko buvune bunji nga kuwo moyo
has been reaching upon you much harm you as the spirit
neko nkomekeri abyo naga
but at the end of it all he says
tushinga mukatunda
let us honor God with our bodies even our spirit
chichi yali ayogera
ko what was he speaking about
because tugenda gena mu games music and sports
because you're going to go to games music and sports
neko tuyiza gena mu games
but we cannot go in games
ayizo kuba katemba
it can be drama
ninga katembo yo ayonona
abantu the drama is corrupting people
ayizo kuba katemba okuogera
can be drama of speaking
ngabambogera okuogera okuwemula
other speaking vulgar words
ngakuonona abawulira
corrupts the hearers
kuonona umubiri gw'omuntu
corrupts a human body
atenga umubiri ogoyekalu ya moyo gwe
yet that body is temple of his spirit
atenga yekalu ya moyo mutukufu
temple of the holy spirit
Yes, yes,
praise Jesus much.
Tuvula bagamba ko lise kisoke suli yomukaga.
That's why he says First Corinthians chapter 6.
19 na 2.
Verse 19 to 20.
Bagamba bwat.
And he says like this.
Abakolise kisoka esuli yomukaga no lunyiryo lwe 19.
First Corinthians chapter 6 verse 19.
Obate mumanyi ngo mubiri gwamwe yeyekalu yomoyo mutukuvu ali mumwe gwe muline ya veri katonda. Namwe temuli kubwa mwe.
What? No you know that your body is temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you whom you have of God and you are not your own.
Olinyo 20.
Verse 20.
Kubanga mwagulibwa namuwindo. Kale mugulumizenga katonda mubiri gwamwe ne mumoyo gwamwe. Kubanga era nabyo bya mukama.
For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit which are God's. Yes.
Mbiri jafwe
our bodies
inakuba yekalu ya moyo
has to be temple of the Holy Spirit.
Atenga mubiri gwafwe era mulimu omoyo nze kugira nzoligino.
Our spirits there is be the one speaking the original person.
Kati hamaliza ngamba.
Now we are saying
gurumiza katonda moyo
glorify God in your spirit.
Weke nyini
moyo. You yourself as the spirit.
Atena omubiri gwo moyo kitibwa.
Your body glorify God.
Kakatebereza moro nakulomo.
Now imagine one day
owingi the boxing ikonde ngumi.
Boxing
ugeze ne yekalu ya mukama
you've gone with the temple of God
baji kubiye kubiye yatisa
yatisa crushed the whole of it
naye ebintu ebiri munse bimu
things in this world some of them they are so amazing
kubanga bokuba omuntu boto mumbereza bulijjo bakusiba
someone like that in the normal life they imprison you
naye bwemunga ina mwechi chemuita boxing
but if you go in that you call boxing
ne omukuba no mutulisa tulisa bakusasura
and he is all crushed they pay you for that
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus much.
Mumateka kegamwa go musi.
In the same laws of the world.
Chitegeza game oyo simutufu kuba wakanati na mateka genyini. Ago musi.
Game is not right for it is against the laws of that world.
Wanga ye game
for it's the game.
Worina okukuba
that you have to
no tulisa tulisa bulunje nyo.
And you crush someone very well.
No mukuba amanyo.
And you knock both tooth out.
Muri ne bigabye mukoseyo mutsimanye ebinyo
there what you use there and you call them tooth just funny
uringa kubobe biki
as if you are beating what
omanyi mumuzanyo gwo mupira
you know in the game of football
oyagalo okurumya omubiri gwo omulala
if you want to harm the body of another
bakukuba penalty
they penalize you
Ujiraba nti muni mu games alikiria
you see that there is a clear game
nga ye body exercise ranga gain ozifuna
yet body exercise at the same time you get gain
eranga tokirizibwa kulumya mubiri
not allowed to harm another's body
chuka
yeah
muni moyo wa satan nga ye wa kulumya mubiri
games of satan intending to harm the body
oyinabyo yongedde okutegeera ku games music and sports
understand on the games music and sports
Yes, yes,
praise yes. Jesus much.
Ke kisinga kuye
that they must figure net.
Wabanga games on a music and sports wa bwakatona.
If that games music sports is of God.
Usoka ino kubanga body exercise.
First, just to be of body exercise.
Okukuma omubiri nga mugumu bulunji.
Keeping the body and it is fit.
Nga guri fit
and it is fit.
Nga gwamanyi.
It is strong.
Nga gusubura okulwanisa endwadde zibabwe.
Can fight sicknesses from outside.
Atechira langu osoburufuna mwama goba
and the others you can gain profits from it rightful profits
yes you ever
praise Jesus much
so if said every singer
so many times
ebintu bya games, music and sports bitandikanga exercise.
Games, music and sports begin with exercise.
Waliwo abakola amalokooli.
There are those who make voices in their throat.
Exercise nabeerawo ngaali mu exercise we.
Exercising the throat to change their voice. N'omubiri
gwonna nga guteleera ate ng'agenda kuyimba era afunemu.
The entire body is settling and is going to sing to profit out of it.
Naye ate bw'oyimba ebyonoona abawulira.
If you sing those which defile people here.
Ate kati ate oba oyonoona bwonoonyi.
Now you are again corrupting others.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
So kitufu tetubadde nnyo nakulungamizibwa.
It's true we have not had much guidance.
Era n'ensi nayo erakinga okulungamizibwa.
Even the world lacks that guidance.
Kubanga ng'ekkanisa.
For us the church.
Twesinganye nga tuwagira games, music.
We found we supporters of games, music, sports.
Naye nga tetusobola mwawula.
But we cannot differentiate it.
Aliwo gutunenyigiramu.
Which one shall we involve ourselves?
Era gutunawagira.
In that we shall support.
N'ogutawagire.
In that we shall not support. But we just support. Remember, if you support wrong things, you too, when they punish those who did wrongs, you too who supported, they punish you. According to Romans chapter
1,
let us read we hear.
Abarumi esule soka n'olunyiriri olasatu mwebiri.
Romans chapter 1 verse 32.
Abamanyo musango gwa Katonda. Nti abakola ebyo basaanidde kufa. Tebabikola bukozi era naye basiima ababikola.
Who knowing the judgment of God that they who commit such things are worthy of death, not only to do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. Yes.
Even
if you just support in the wrong thing, God puts a case upon you.
They
find it there was one who supports to beat, crushed another.
Yes,
praise Jesus
much.
So the truth as the church, the children of God all over the world, there are games,
music
and sports that we have to involve ourselves straight or in supporting, mostly when it's profit the body. Even gaining profits without hypocrisy, where there is no harm in others.
Yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. But church does not differentiate those.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So, so
just as you have heard, many times you have to look mostly when it profits the body. Mostly in body exercise. And before we look much into profits,
yes,
praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. Because some people grow fat excessively,
so yet
if
music,
they use all that exercise through games and music,
sports,
passing through sports, it's possible to keep the body fit. And you cannot go on those dancers as they are dancing dances of righteousness, and they will begin to grow excessively. For all that is
music, sports,
games, music and sports,
Katonda akiteekawo nga kyakugasa omubiri.
God put it there to profit the body.
Kusoka nga gubeera fit.
First when it appears fit.
Nga guli strong.
And it is strong.
Nga gusobola nga mulamu bulungi gusobola resistinga endwadde ziva bweru.
Healthy, very well to resist sicknesses from outside.
Then ne kiryoka kituwa ate ku magoba ate.
And then it takes us to the profits.
Agatalimu kulumya balala.
Without involving harming others.
Waliwo abagamba.
There are those who say.
Anti n'okuwangula omupiira omulala kimuluma.
Even to win in the football match it pains another.
Mpozi kireeta kiwundu ki.
Maybe it brings which wound on him. That it's painful in the mind and their understanding. But you take that like this. We are like driving a car on the road. When they bypass you, don't get angered, for driving is to bypass others or you overtaking them. And you be overtaken. You enter the road, get out of it. If you see
one
entering, you break as he enters and then you follow him. Now games also appear like that.
Just
affects your mind that they have warned you. Even the way you see things. But you know that victory keeps changing.
So,
to those who make much exercise, it's perfected much, they win. Means you go back, do much exercise, and it is perfected. You come and win. Doesn't need to affect pains in the mind and understanding. When they take the cup, they don't take it out of this world. It remains you to tomorrow, you can win it.
Yes, you must win.
Praise Jesus much. Where have they taken the cup? And all who have taken it, they are footballers like you. It means footballers, you have a cup.
It
is called World Cup. It is
a World Cup.
It is a World Cup. You just keep it in that season. You need to correct your understanding. Some of you fight in the things which would have profited you. Because one has won, another has not won. The other is World Cup, it's for all of us.
A village cup,
one team has just kept it in that season.
Because it's a village cup.
For there is a village cup.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus much. But the truth, World Cup is for who? Is it not for all of us? Come back to normal understanding. It's not where taken, it's your cup, they've just kept it. That's why we support for it's our cup. Why do you understand it differently?
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus much. In the Psalms chapter
17,
verses 10 to 11. Let's try much involve ourselves in games, music, and sports. With an intention, the first one is body exercise. Then another to gain profits. Let us read, we hear. Psalms 17, verses 10.
Babikidwa masavuga. Zaburi ya sura ya 17 nolu nyiriri ole 10.
Psalms chapter 17 verse 10.
Babikidwa masavuga awe nakamwa kawe bogere bya malala.
They are enclosed in their own hearts. With their mouths they speak proudly.
Olunyole 10
olumo. Verse 11.
Kakano batuzingiza mu bigere bya fe. Bakaliriza amaso gawe okutusuula wansi.
They have now surrounded us in our steps. They have set their eyes crouching down to the earth. Yes.
Omanyoso burobiki bwaka masavu.
You know, you can be covered with the fault.
Obunene si kirwadde.
Being fat is not a sickness.
Obunene big omunene. Ne omanyi fat na
fat is then extra size.
What wo kubanga uri munene muchikura nenga ato ri fit
big in your nature but your feet
ngori strong
and you're strong.
And
your body is healthy very well. And when the fats are measured, they say that is normal fats. When you finish fats within in the body, that's also sickness. Now you can get sick. A sickness which makes you slim. Now you don't have fats, they begin to encourage you to eat fats. There are people who fight to get slim and they get sick of slimness. Even the bones get sick and the body becomes a fight their way.
And
still fighting to reduce size slim.
White blood cell, red blood cells.
Now all the white and the red blood cells in turn to reversing to fighting you. You see you slimming totally. Even the bones begin to slim. It means they begin to lose the morals. But the truth is, it's not good to be fat and you're not fit.
Games, music, and sports.
But God brought, as He said, He put games, music, and sports. First of all, to appear as body exercise. Every person can sing as they dance somewhere because he's in body exercise. And we grew as we were doing exercise. We have to play around the rightful games. That's why those young, they are always healthy. They get time of exercise, a lot of it. Those who are mature, you lose that moment.
I don't know why we lose it,
for it has to remain in our life. Because we begin it while still in the womb. Kicking, doing exercise in the womb. God put it in nature in our bodies. You have to keep exercising. Anytime we wake up after sleeping, or in the morning, or in the afternoon, or in the evening,
as you need some
wake up, begin to show you need some exercise. You are stretching. It's in the body.
Yes,
just when it reached in the world, we wanted to profit more in it. Put it in games, music, and sports. But the wrong thing in it, Satan entered within it his things. And they seem like body exercise. And they seem to cause gain of profits. Yet they harm the body.
Or
they corrupt the hearers and those who see.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
we need to correct that. For there are some servants of God who grow fat and they cannot even stand to preach the gospel. They cannot more praise. The coat he clothes, it fits like four people in it. And you are there. Let's read in Jeremiah, we hear. Jeremiah chapter 5, 26 to 28. He says like this. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse
26.
For among my people are found wicked men. They lie in wait as he that sets snares. They set a trap. They catch men. Verse
27.
As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore, they have become great and grown rich.
Verse 28.
They have grown fat, they shine, yea, they pass over the deeds of the wicked. They judge not the cause, they cause of the fatherless. Yes, they prosper, and the right of the needy do they not defend? Yes. You know, when you grow so fat, you reach, you have no more things to think of. Many times those who get that problem, mostly when they have gotten money, another gets fat in no more things, sits in his sofa to command the killing of others. But that is not good. Some grow fat and the eyes disappear within them. Others get fat in fats around their stomach. But God put there this body exercise.
Games,
music, and sports. Person not to reach that extent.
that
he can fit all the time in the temple of the spirit that is into this body,
yet
temple of his spirit as him. That he will be flexible, that even if it needs knowing God, the body just does not rather fight him. But to have it much now, reading the Bible is a burden. You struggle for breath. You don't understand, you can't sit in the service for a long time.
We say,
stand, we praise, worship God, you cannot. Even most works of the world, you fail to do them.
Now
that's why God left games, music, sports to be there. An intention to cause body exercise. The body appear fit. Body to appear strong. And it's healthy, can fight sicknesses.
Person
can serve God and even serve themselves.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That's why he moved to tell us Psalm 73, verse 7-8, as he says this.
Psalm 73, verse 7.
Their eyes stand out with abundance. They have more than heart could wish. Yes.
You
grow fat, your eyes disappear within you as to look, you struggle. You try to open wide your eyes such that you can see. You almost about put sticks to open the eyes that you can see.
So,
it's not
going
to grow fat to reach that level. That's why God left games, music, and sports.
The
intention of bringing body exercise. Then after we gain profits from it, if they are in the rightful ways.
Till
there are these pastors who grow fat excessively. They feed by themselves, they don't know how the sheep they sleep.
There
are even those who have not grown fat on the outward body. But their hearts grew fat with greed.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Spoken of Ezekiel
34,
verses 1 to 3. And he says this.
Ezekiel chapter 34,
verses
1.
And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying,
verse 2.
Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Verse 3.
Muria masavu, ne mwambale ebyoya, ne mutte ebyasava.
You eat the fat and you clothe yourselves with wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. Yes. There are servants of God in the churches. They have eaten fat, they have grown big. The normal people, they appear like animals. They are like that several cats.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. But it's not of responsibility. That's why we tell church that doing body exercise in the form of games, music, and sports, it is not bad. It is of God.
Then it's
possible doing it them as we gain profits. We get those athletics, the footballers, good musicians, good drama actors. And indeed it is to profit the body. And it's possible to gain out of them. And they are in the ways of God. And not to keep ourselves, we are there. Every person is required of them to be in the games, music and sports. Mostly those who have an ability.
Yes,
praise Jesus, man. That they can do exercise for themselves. Before he thinks more of the gains. Because you can grow excessively big. As he tells you, Psalms 119. Verse 69-70.
Zaburi ya sura ya 119 n'olunyiriri olwenkwega olwenkaga mu mwenda.
Verse 100, Psalms 119 verse 69.
Abamalala banjiyirizako ebyobulimba n'omutima gwange gwonna nekomanga ebiragiro byo.
The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart.
Olunyiriri olwensanvu.
Verse 70.
Omutima gwabwe gugeze nga masavu.
Their heart is as gross as grease, but I delight in your law. Yes. It's not good to grow fat, and the heart is covered with fat like grease. It's all filled with fat. You can't breathe very well. And you begin to come before the Lord that we pray for you. You pray for me, I have a sickness of the heart.
But
God put their quick measures he freely gave us. When he speaks with us, 1 Corinthians 12 of 2 verse 12. Chapter 2 verse 12. We can understand what God freely gave us. If we connect spiritual with the spiritual things. Now there are things he gave us like games, music and sports. And them can keep the body when it's fit. And it is strong. And it is healthy. Can confront sicknesses from outside to attacking it. At the same time we can gain. Even prophets which are rightful.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Most of those we shall move to speak of them. Maybe we shall speak of the two divisions.
Is games, music and sports.
Of games, music and sports.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
What are your division?
There are two divisions.
Is games, music and sports.
Of games, music and sports. That of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Division is soccer.
The first division.
Games and music.
It's what moves with games and music. These move together.
Games and music.
For at times when you do music, inside it we play games within it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
those meant to lead this division, they are our brethren's musicians from God's heavenly government on the earth. And they guide us as the light of the word of God is.
So
we have two divisions
games, music. And sports.
Of games, music, and sports. That of God.
Division is soccer.
The first division.
The division is games and music.
It's the division of games and music.
It's
led by brethren, the musicians. Right from God's heavenly government on the earth that we first studied. The able leaders as light of the word of God is, and as he speaks in the 1 Chronicles chapter 15 verses 6 to 7.
Ebyo mirembe kisoka esule ye 15 no lunyiriri olwo mukaga.
First Chronicles chapter 15 from verse 6.
Kubatabani ba Merali, Asaya omukuru
Of the sons of Merari, Isaiah the chief and his brethren, 220. Verse
7.
Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief and his brethren, 130. Verses
8. Semaya omukuru nebaganda be ebikumi bibiri.
Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shemaya the chief and his brethren, 200.
Olinyolo mwenda.
Verses 9.
Kubatabani ba Kebuloni, Erieli omukuru nebaganda be chinana.
Of the sons of Hebron, Ariel the chief and his brethren, 80.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus much.
Abo bari groups z'abayimbi.
Now those were groups of musicians.
Naye katusome mbyo byo mirembe kisoka biri musatu.
But let's read 1 Chronicles chapter 23.
Olunyi katusome ku lwokutaano.
Let's read verse 5.
Ebyo mirembe kisoka esule ye 15 n'olunyiriri olwokusatu. Yes, ebyo mirembe kisoka esule ya biri musatu n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
1 Chronicles chapter 23 verse 3.
Abalevi ne babalibwa okuva ku myaka 30 n'okukirawo n'omuwendo gwabwe ng'emitobe gyali buli muntu kinnoomu gwali 13 mu 8.
Now the Levites were numbered from the age of 30 years upwards, and their number man by man was 38,000.
Olinyolo kuna.
Verse 4.
Kwabo 12 mu 14 bakulabirira mulimu gwa mu nyumba ya Mukama n'akakaga bami n'abasalanga emisango.
Of which 24,000 were to look after the work of the house of the Lord, and 6,000 were officers and judges. Verses
5.
1 Chronicles chapter
23,
verse
5.
Moreover, 4,000 were gatekeepers, and 4,000 praised the Lord with the instruments which I made, said David, for praise.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
So, baganda ba faba ba yimi.
So those brethren, the musicians, as they spoke in 1 Chronicles chapter 25, verses 5 and 6, to enter verse
7,
those being instructed in the songs of God,
games and music,
that of God, they come out, they guide us, and they guide musicians, those in the world, those who move within games and music.
Then a division a yokubiri.
Then the second division,
a division a ya sports over katonda.
Is the division of godly sports.
Eranga nabo bakulemira mbaganda bafwe abayimbi.
And them two are led by brethren's musicians.
Okuva mu government ya katonda eyo muguru
from God's heavenly government on the earth.
Yes, yebazi bwenyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nayengera bwetwawulidde.
But still, just as we heard.
Mungere suri ye 12 mwesi.
In the Proverbs 10 verse 23.
Atugambwa kubyemizanyo bwetuti.
And we told of the sports like this. Proverbs chapter 10 verse
23.
It is as sport to a fool to do wrong, but a man of understanding has wisdom. Yes. Now they have to guide and correct us between the rightful sports and that not right. There are some who take things to be like of a sport and it's not a sport. And it inflicts pain and harm, and it defiles others. But they take it as a sport. After seeing those divisions in the fullness, again we shall be moving on to differentiating
games, music, and sports
between games, music, sports of God and that of Satan.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because there is that which appears satanic.
ngabwe tuwaulide nti tekibeera bubezi mu games and games music and sports obwa Satan.
As we had it does not appear in games music and sports of Satan.
Nti body exercise
joka. That it's just body exercise.
Mubeeramu okulumya emibiri.
False inflicting pain and harm on the body.
N'okufuna amagoba agatali maruti.
Even to gaining profits that not God's.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Okugeza waliwo omwale yazina mbiro bilie.
For example, there is a girl who danced in those days.
Nayinga amazina gazi na gama Satan.
The type of dancing she danced was of Satan.
Nagavirako okuloga amagiziga kabake yali abali baraba amazina.
Caused to bewitching the mind of the king who was watching that dance. And they reached to make a vow which was very hard. They reached to ask the head of John the Baptist on the platter. Because of the songs and the dancing which is not good. According to Mark chapter 6, 21 to 25, he says like this.
Mark chapter 6, verse
21.
Awo lunako lulunji bwe lwatuuka, Kerode lwe yafumbira abakungu b'embaga ku lunako olw'okuzaalibwa kwe, n'abakulu ba serikale n'abaami ab'e Galilaya.
And when an opportune day was come, Herod on his birthday made a supper for his lords, high captains and chief men of Galilee.
Verse 22.
And when the daughter of the said Herodias came in and danced and praised the herald, and then that sat with him, the king said unto the girl, ask of me whatsoever you will, and I will give it to you. Verse
23.
And he swore unto her, whatsoever you shall ask of me, I will give it to you, unto the half of my kingdom.
Verse 24.
And she went forth and said unto her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist.
Verse 25.
And she came in immediately with haste unto the king and asked, saying, I will that you give me at once on a platter the head of John the Baptist. Yes.
Games, music, and sports of Satan.
You know there is games, music, sports of Satan. In this time they were in games and music.
It's
involving dancing. Music is filled in power of darkness. And the dancing style is filled with powers of darkness. And the king with his officials, they got corrupted.
He
reached to make a vow which is impossible. And to prove this girl with its mother, they were wizards and they go under the ocean to maintain their singing careers. They asked for the head of John the Baptist.
Games, music and sports.
Because there is games, music and sports. Where there are those who go under the ocean. Meeting the powers of Satan. They appear no more commit doing games, neither music. Neither sports. Without powers of darkness. And according to Ezekiel 27. Verses 1 to 3. They show there are those who go under the ocean and they come out with power which is not good. Ezekiel chapter 27 from verse
1.
The word of the Lord came again unto me saying, verse
2. Now
you, son of man, take up a lamentation for Tyre.
Verse
3.
Ogambe Tulo nti ayigwe atula wayingirirwa mu nyanja. Omusubuzi wa mawanga eliyebizinga bingi. Bwati bwayogera Mukama Katonda nti gwe ayi Tulo oyogedde nti nze natuukirira mu bulungi.
And say unto Tyre, O you that situated at the entrance of the sea, which are a merchant of the people of many coastlands, thus saith the Lord God, O Tyre, you have said, I am of perfect beauty. Yes. Some they go under the ocean.
Games wabwe ne music wabwe.
To maintain their games and their music.
Ne sports wabwe.
Even their sports.
Eero mushingana ali mwamanya agatali marungi.
And you finding them with powers those not good.
Okusina kweche chogira mu Yeremia 23.
According that spoken Jeremiah chapter 23.
Onyule 10.
Verse 10.
Bayogira nti namanyi gabwe simarungi.
When it speaks even their power is not good.
Tusomeyo tuulire.
Let us read it there we hear.
Yeremia sura ya 23 n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 10.
Kubanga ensejjudde abenzi, kubanga ense ekungubaga olw'okulayira. Amalundiro ag'omuddongo gakaze, n'amagenda gaabwe mabi, n'amaanyi gaabwe si malungi.
For the land is full of adulterers, for because of swearing the land mourns. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is not and their course is evil, and their might is not good. Yes.
There are
those who have powers and they are of darkness. And in this generation, be very careful. Because even that which has seemed as games, music, sports, which is good, most they have entered in it powers of darkness. And they go under the ocean. And the reserve powers of darkness. When
you
see the songs they sing,
Kwemura,
speaking vulgar, yet people you go gather in around them.
Avalala,
others,
bakora games yenga wa kwemura,
they make games and it's just speaking vulgar.
Sports,
others in the sports, you have mixed in witchcraft. Others you sell human body private parts.
Piece
of them is 27 verse 13. You sell those body parts. Others you've sold your spirits
games, music and sports.
Just to cause your games, music and sports be successful. According to that speak Revelations 18 and the verse 14. Others sell off their spirits and they sell off their fruits, their character and the goodness, and they become of manners which are not good. And change their spirits with the riches of this world. As it speaks of them in Mark chapter
8,
verse 38 to 39, those who sell their spirits unto Satan,
games, music and sports,
that they can maintain their games, music and sports, and it becomes that of Satan. In out there is where you support and you get corrupted. All your money is taken and you kill yourselves. But all those, God is good, has brought this seventh department, God's government, the governments of the earth,
department of games, music and sports,
department of games, music, sports of God,
games, music and sports,
to correct games, music, sports of the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So
that's how we've seen in the summary. Let's conclude with the eighth department. Of God's government, the governments of the earth. Department of the spiritual teaching priests. Where we find the guardian angels.
Okugaidinga department zonna omunana eza government ya katona mu government zokunsi.
To guide all the seven departments of God's government and the governments of the earth.
Zetulabye waguru.
Those we've seen above.
Yes, ye bazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Tugambye tulaba department y'omunana.
We say we sing the eighth department.
government, government
of God's government in the governments of the earth.
Department.
It's the department of the spiritual teaching priests. Even the guardian angels. To guiding all the 8 departments. Which make up God's government and governments of the earth. Those we have seen so far above, all of them.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So there
are 7 priests holding 7 trumpets. Those responsible to manifest the fullness of God according to light of the word of God in all the 8 departments of God's government and the governments of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And as he speaks in the 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, in the verse 3, as he says this,
2
Chronicles, chapter 15, verse
3.
Now for a long time, Israel has been without the true God, and without a teaching priest, and without law.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, department, you know,
now that department of the teaching priests and the guardian angels, they were there to see, they try to manifest God in all 8 departments. Because a long time there has not been a true God, and there are no laws, because there is no teaching priest.
So department is on now.
So all the 8 departments make up God's government and the governments of the earth, as we've seen them in the summary, they have these 7 teaching priests together with 7 guardian angels under the 7 spirits. You see that they feel God in all other departments, passing through full light of the word of God, because the mouth of priests ought to preserve knowledge, according to Malachi chapter 2 and the verse 7.
Malachi
chapter 2 verse 7. For the priest's lips should preserve knowledge, and they should seek the law from his mouth. For he is the messenger of the Lord of hosts. Yes, the mouth of the priest, it has preserved the full knowledge of God in it. Even the laws as you include them.
So department, you know,
so this department, the 8th department, God's government and the government of the earth, department of teaching priests and the guardian angels, to guiding all departments, the 8 make up God's government and the governments of the earth. And they appear 7 priests, those with 7 trumpets, who lead in the guidance of all other departments, according that in Joshua chapter 6, verses 4 to 6, as he says this. Joshua chapter 6, verses 4.
Neva kabono musanvo, bali stulingo mbo musanvo za mayembe, agendi gensajja, ngabazi kule mbeze sanduko. Nekulu nakoro musanvo, mulicheto olola echibuga, emirundi musanvo.
And the 7 priests shall bear before the ark 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day you shall march around the city 7 times, and the priests shall blow with the trumpets.
Verse 5. Bugwewe chibuga nariyo kagwira dala wansi. Abantu nebali nyabuli muntu mu maso ge.
And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up, every man straight before him. Verse 6.
Yosua, omwana wa Nuni, naita bakabona, nabagamba nti musitule sanduke yendagano. Era bakabona musanvu, basitule ngombe musanvu ezamayembe agendi gensajja, bazikulembeze sanduko ya Mukama.
And Joshua the son of Nun called the priests and said unto them, take up the ark of the covenant and let seven priests bear seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark of God. Yes.
Bakabona musanvu.
These 70 priests,
babira mu maso gesanduko ya mateka,
they are before the ark of the covenant,
omusinganibwa ekigambo kya Katonda,
where we find the word of God,
amateka ga Katonda,
the laws of God.
Kali obuvunanyizibwa bwabo.
So it's their responsibility
kukakasanga babunya Katonda n'ekigambo
kye, to prove they spread God and his word
mu department ziri omunana ezikola government ya Katonda, mu government z'okusi,
8 departments which make up God's government and governments of the earth.
Eranga bano department ya webera mu division musanvu,
and these their departments, there are 7 divisions.
Yes, yebazibonye.
Praise Jesus much.
Department yaba kabona abayigiriza,
department of the teaching priests,
ne guardian angels,
even that of guardian angels.
Eri mu division musanvu,
it has 7 divisions within it.
Yes, yebazibonye.
Praise Jesus much.
Division yesoka,
the first division,
division yesoka,
the first division,
ye division eyo moyo wa magizi,
it's the division of the spirit of wisdom.
Wasiwayo,
under it,
ekibinja kya malaika abentalo,
the group of angels of warfare,
bakulemera malaika omukuru Michael,
and led by the archangel Michael. I said the first division.
Your division eyo moyo wa magizi.
It's the division of spirit of wisdom.
Wasiwayo,
under it,
ekibinja kya malaika abentalo,
the group of angels of warfare,
abakulemera malaika Michael,
are led by angel Michael.
Badu mira malaika kute kondere risoka,
they are commanded by angel holding the first trumpets.
Badu mira malaika kute kondere risoka,
they are commanded by angel holding first trumpets.
Eranga bali representing okabona kute kondere risoka,
and they represent priest holding the first trumpets.
Badu mira malaika kute kondere risoka,
commanded by priest holding the first trumpets.
Eranga bali representing bwa kabona,
and they are represented by priests holding first trumpets, in spreading the wisdom that in the word of God, in all the 8 departments, in spreading wisdom in the word of God, in all the 8 departments.
Inanga bwayogera mu Yeremiya so yo 8.
As he speaks here in the Jeremiah chapter 8,
no nyoro mwenda anga agamba
bwo. Verses 9, as he says this.
Yeremiya so yo 8 no lunyiriri olwo mwenda.
Jeremiah chapter 8 verses 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwe ensonyi, bakengetererwa, bawambiddwa, laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama.
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them?
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Division is
that first division of spirit of wisdom. Under it, the group of angels who fight wars,
malaika Michael,
who are led by angel Michael,
eranga badomira malaika kute konde erisoka,
they are commanded by angel holding first trumpet,
eranga bali presenting akabona kute konde erisoka,
and they represent priest holding the first trumpet.
Bavunanyizwa kubonya amagezi agali mu kigambo cha Katonda,
possible to spread wisdom in the word of God,
mu department zona omonana,
all the 8 departments,
za government ya Katonda, mu government zo
God's government and the governments of the earth.
Uri department okurabikanga concentrating akumagezi agali mu kigambo cha Katonda,
department to appear a concentration on wisdom and the word of God.
Then division,
then the second division,
division yokubiri,
second division
yeyomoyo wokutegira,
it is of spirit of understanding. or spirit of understanding, under it, the holy angels led by the archangel Gabriel. Under it, holy angels led by angel Gabriel, they are commanded by angel holding second trumpet, holding the second trumpet of God, and
they
represented the priest holding the second trumpet of God. They are responsible to spread understanding the word of God in all the 8 departments. They are responsible to spread understanding the word of God in all the 8 departments of God's government in the governments of the earth. According that, he tells us Isaiah 28, verse 9 and 10.
Isaiah 28, verses 9.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and taken from the breasts? Verse 10. For precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, division
so in that second division, they are responsible to see the spirit understanding, the word of God, passing through its rhythm,
order,
or the order, 2, 4 and above commands, 2, 4 and above verses from the Old and the New Testament. All different books make up the Holy Book, the Bible. All the 7, 8 departments spreading understanding the word of God, even to get the full knowledge of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Division,
the third division, division of spirit of counsel of God.
Division,
the third division of the spirit of counsel of God. Under it, the holy angels who are led by Archangel Raphael, angel of the scales. Under it, we say the holy angels led by Archangel Raphael, angel of the scales. They are commanded by the angel holding the third trumpet of God, commanded by angel holding the third trumpet of God, they are represented by priest holding the third trumpet of God. They are responsible to spread the counsel of God as His word is in all the 8 departments. And as
it
speaks Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, and it says this, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse
1,
to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heavens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
kukulaga ebiro n'ebiseera by'ekigambo kya Katonda.
Are responsible to show time and seasons of the word of God.
Okuteesa kwa Katonda.
The counsel of God.
Okutawakanyizika.
That you cannot argue against.
Ngabo ayogera mu ngeri suri ya buli mwemu.
As it speaks Proverbs 21.
Olulira makumi asatu.
Verse 30.
Ngeri suri ya buli mwemu n'olunyiriri olwa makumi asatu.
Proverbs chapter 21 verse 30.
Tewali magezi ne wakubadde okutegeera.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. They are responsible to prove the counsel of God. As His word is. In all the 8 departments. And you cannot argue against it. And it is forever.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Then
we have the first division of the spirit of might. We have the first division of the spirit of might. Under it, the holy angels, led by Archangel Abaddon, angel of the chains. Under it, the holy angels, led by Archangel Abaddon, angel of the chains. They are commanded by Archangel holding the fourth trumpet of God. Commanded by Archangel holding the fourth trumpet of God. And they are represented by priests holding the fourth trumpet of God. Presented by priests holding the fourth trumpet of God. And they are responsible to demonstrate the power in the word of God. In all the 8 departments. They are responsible to manifest the power in the word of God in all the 8 departments of God's government and the governments of the earth. As it tells us in the 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 4 to 5, and he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4. N'ekigambo
cyange n'okubulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambe byamagezi ag'obuntu ebisendasenda wabula mukolesa okw'omwoyo n'amaanyi.
And my speech and my preaching were not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstrating of the spirit and power. Verse 5.
Okukkiriza kwammwe kulemenga okubeera amagezi g'abantu.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yes.
Are
supposed to demonstrate the power in the word of God, the Holy Spirit and power. All who hear from all the 8 departments, their faith may be in the power of God and not in human flesh. Praise Jesus much. Then we have the 5th division of spirit of knowledge of God. We have 5th division of the spirit of knowledge of God. Under it, holy angels are led by the Archangel Ariel, angel of water and the creation. Under
it,
we say the holy angels led by the Archangel Ariel, angel of water and the creations. Commanded by angel hold the 5th trumpet of God. Commanded by the archangel hold the 5th trumpet of God. And they are represented by priest holding the 5th trumpet of God. They are represented by priest holding the 5th trumpet of God.
mukubonya omusana ogujjudde okumanya katonda n'ekitiibwa
kye, spreading light of the full knowledge of God and his glory,
okuyita mu kigambo,
passing through the word,
mu department zonna omunana,
in all the 8 departments,
buvunaanyizibwa bwabwe,
it is their responsibility,
okulabisa omusana ogujjudde ogw'okumanya ekigambo kya Katonda,
manifest the full light of knowledge of the word of God,
okuleeta okumanya Katonda okujjudde n'ekitiibwa,
which brings full knowledge of God and his glory,
mu department zonna omunana,
in all the 8 departments,
ezikola gavumenti ya Katonda mu gavumenti z'okunsi,
make up God's government in the government of the earth,
era nga bwe yalagira mu bakolisi ekisooka ekyokubira essuula
as he commanded 2 Corinthians 4 verse 6 to 7.
Agamba bwati.
As he says this.
Abakolisi ekyokubiri esule yokuna n'olunyiriri olw'omukaaga.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yeyalagira nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyaka mitima gyaffe okuleeta omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo.
For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Verse 7.
Naye obugagga obwo tulinabo mu bibya eby'ebbumba, amaanyi amangi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so si eri ffe.
But we have this treasure in the earthly vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
So division yokutano.
So this fifth division, it's of the spirit of knowledge of God.
With
the group of all angels,
led by
Archangel Ariel, angel of the water and the creations,
who command
the angel hold the fifth trumpet,
presented
by the fifth priest holding the fifth trumpet of God.
They are
responsible to enlighten light field of knowledge,
that
of the word of God,
which
brings the full knowledge of God and his glory,
in all
the 8 departments
of God's
government and the governments of the earth.
Yes, praise
Jesus much.
Tulina department eyomukaga.
We have the 6th department.
Mune division eyomukaga.
The 6th division.
Division eyomukaga.
The 6th division.
Division eyomoyo okutya mukaga.
Division of spirit of fear of the Lord.
Division eyomoyo okutya mukaga.
Division of spirit of fear of the Lord.
Wasi wayo ba malaika abatukuvu.
Under it the holy angels.
Ba malaika abatukuvu abomuliro.
The holy angels of fire.
They are led
by the archangel
Chumuel.
Kamuel.
They are
commanded by angel hold the 6th trumpet.
And they are
presented by priest, teaching priest holding the 6th trumpet.
To
spread fear of God, to hate evil. Help many come out of evil by keeping and doing the commands of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
It's
possible to bring fear of God, to hate evil, to help many come out of evil, in keeping and doing the commands of God, in all the 8 departments. As it tells us Proverbs 8 verse 13, as it says this, Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13,
amalala nesukuti nekubebi nakamwaka bambako.
The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth do I hate. Yes. Fear of the Lord is hate evil. Help many depart from evil. Keep his commands. As
they
say in the Ecclesiastes 12 in the verse 13.
Omubulizi esule ye 12.
Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 13.
byonna biwuliddwa. Otyanga Katonda, okwatanga ebiragiro bye. Kubanga ekyo bye byonna ebigwanira omuntu.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Yes.
So division in a
yomukaga. So this sixth division of the spirit of fear of the Lord.
Wasiwayo.
Under it. Holy angels of fire. They are led by Archangel Chamuel. And they are commanded by angel hold sixth trumpet. And represented a priest hold the sixth trumpet of God. They are there to spread fear of God, to hate evil, help many come from evil, to keep the commands of God in all the eight departments, God's government and the governments of the earth. Let's end with the seventh division. Seventh division of the Spirit of the Lord.
Division
the seventh division of the Spirit of the Lord. Under it, holy angels of the seal of God. Holy angels of the seal of God. They are commanded by the Archangel Jophiel. Commanded by Archangel Jophiel.
O
angel of the seal of God. They are commanded by angel holding seven trumpets. Trumpet of the end. Commanded by angel holding the seventh trumpet. Trumpet of the end. And here on the world they are represented by the teaching priests holding the seventh trumpet. To revealing the fullness of God and His glory, even to sealing the people of God, those who believe God, the children of God, in all the eight departments. We've said the seventh division,
a division
of Spirit of the Lord. Under it, holy angels of the seal of God, led by Archangel Jophiel, or the angel of the seal of God. They are commanded by the angel holding the seventh trumpet, trumpet of the end. And they are represented by the teaching priests who holds the seventh trumpet. It's their work
to
reveal the fullness of God and His glory, and to seal off the people of God and the children of God, all the eight departments of God's government and the governments of the earth. According to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17-19. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 17.
Kristo atulenga mitima jamwe oroko kiriza.
That Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love. Verse
18.
May be able to comprehend with all holy ones what is breadth and the length and the depth and height. Verse 19.
To
know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Yes. That be filled with the fullness of God. The full knowledge of God and His glory. Which is us eternal life. As we are sealed by angels passing through Holy Spirit.
So
that is the seventh division. In the eighth department. God's government in the governments of the earth. Department of teaching priests. And the guardian angels guiding all the eight departments, making up God's government and the governments of the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So today we've ended there. We've concluded seeing the summary. Summary of eight departments. Make up God's government and the governments of the earth. The central government. God is heavenly government on the earth. Remember, we saw the first department.
Department
of the natural gifts and the callings.
We saw the
second department.
Department
of the spiritual politicians.
In
guiding the politics of the world.
We
saw the third department.
Department
of the spiritual economists.
In
guiding the earthly economics sector.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We saw
the first department.
Department
of spiritual healthists.
In guiding
the earthly health sector.
Then we moved to
the fifth department.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department yokutano.
The fifth department.
Yeah, social sector.
The of the social sector.
Oba spiritual social sector.
Spiritual social sector.
Oba family and
the whole family.
Mukurungamia social sector yomusi.
Guiding social sector of the world.
Oba families yomusi.
All the families of the world.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
Then twayoleke the department yomuka.
Then move to sixth department.
Department yachi. Musomesa Yakobo. Wajira bide. Wajira bide amangu wago.
Yebio kusoma.
Yes, yebazibu.
Praise Jesus much.
So, department yomukaga.
The sixth department.
Department yebio kusoma.
The department of the spiritual educationists.
Department
of the spiritual education sector.
In
guiding the education sector of the world.
Then
we wind up with seventh department.
Department yachi.
Games and sports.
Games, music, and sports. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Department, yeah, games, music, and sports.
Department of games, music, sports of God.
Games, music, and sports.
He's guiding games, music, sports of the world.
Then to come to department.
Then we finish the eighth department.
Department, yeah.
Department of spiritual priests
and
the guardian angels to spread the fullness of God and His glory in all departments. Eight departments make up God's government, the government of the earth. We shall come back to hear of detail of every department. May God bless you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for believing. Put in an action.
and
to spread to the four corners of the earth, that we can fulfill quick
the
worldwide call where God has called all nations
to
work with him in his final work on the planet earth. In that work, the revival and restoration of all things to be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever.
Full
restoring everlasting gospel of salvation, the gospel of kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As we reveal secret kingdom of heaven, we shall pass through those two governments. God is heavenly government on the earth.
As we pursue
its eight departments,
even
its central government, God is government in the governments of the earth. As
we see
in summary, departments formed in there, that we can fulfill that work, for our Lord is coming quick. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.